Welcome to Ictus Dumaguete Daily Word. Stay tuned to get inspiration and hope for living through God's Word.
Our devotion for today is taken from 1 John chapter 4, verse 16. And we have known and believe the love that God hath in us. God is love, and he that dwelleth in love dwelleth in God, and God in him. The title of today's passage is Mysticism. John has gone on repeatedly writing about the love of God, and you notice how he never tires of doing so. He quotes, "In this was manifested the love of God toward us, because that God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him." That's found in 1 John 4:9. "And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world." That's also found in 1 John 4:14. Now in verse 16, he repeats it again. This is because he knew that in his own day and age, there were all those so-called mysterious religions or curious cults that talk about the love of God. And they all try to teach that you can know the love of God directly. That is always the characteristic of mysticism. What finally condemns mysticism is that it bypasses the Lord Jesus Christ. Anything that bypasses Christ is not Christian. I do not care what it is, however good, however afflicting or noble. It is Christ who is the manifestation of love of God, says John. I do not hesitate, therefore, to aver and to add strongly as follows. I must distress any emotion that I may have within me with respect to God, unless it is based solidly upon the Lord Jesus Christ. In him, God manifested his love. God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. That's in Romans 5:8. Therefore, I say that I must never attempt by any means or method to get to know God or try to make myself love God, except in and through my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I must avoid every other direct approach to God, every direct dealing with God. A thought to ponder. Anything that bypasses Christ is not Christian.
To know more, visit www.ictusdumaguete.org or Facebook page ictusdumaguete-idmc.